The Carolina Hurricanes beat the Vegas Golden Knights 3-0 in Game 6 to win their second Stanley Cup. Las Vegas, the Carolina Hurricanes won their first Stanley Cup championship in 20 years on Sunday night, using a suffocating defense in Game 6 to shut down the Vegas Golden Knights 3-0 and winning three straight games of a thrilling final filled with momentum swings and spectacular offense. Brandon Bussey, who entranced late into Game 3 helped turn around the series for Carolina, recorded his first career playoff shutout in stopping 22 shots. Jackson Blake had a goal and assist, and Taylor Hall scored just 3:47 into the game to set the tone. Nikolai Ehlers added an empty net goal. The Golden Knights, who made an unlikely run just to reach the final, struggled badly to muster any kind of offense in Game 6 and went 18-37 between shots on goal in the second and third periods. Playing in their third cup final, this is the first time they have been shut out. This clinching game was what many observers expected the series to be like between the defensive-minded teams, but each side watched leads of 2+ goals disappear in the first three games. Now, the cup belongs to the Hurricanes, led by coach Rod Brind'Amour, who also captained Carolina to its 2006 title. This was the first game of the series that Vegas goalie Carter Hart didn't allow 4 goals in a game. He finished with 20 saves. The Hurricanes began to assume control of the series after falling behind by the score of 4-0 in Game 3. They came back force overtime, and though the Canes lost, they outplayed the Golden Knights from there on out. Reflecting the do-or-die situation for the Golden Knights, they made several lineup changes, with Brett Howden replacing the injured William Karlsson at second-line center. Mitch Marner could have moved there, but remained at right wing. Original Golden Knight Riley Smith made his cup final debut at third-line right wing, and Braden Bowman made his playoff debut at fourth-line right wing. Keaton Korchak replaced Dylan Coghlan on the third defensive pairing. This title is a testament to Carolina's resilience as a franchise that kept coming close to winning the Eastern Conference, but couldn't quite get through until now. Brind'Amour made sure the Hurricanes kept getting back up after losing in the conference final twice in the past 3 years and 3 times in their current 8-year playoff run. The talent was clearly there, but there was always a stumbling block. Not anymore. After dispatching Montreal in 5 games to make the final, the Brind'Amour-led Hurricanes then faced perennial power Vegas and took care of business there, too. Now, he will get his name on the cup for the second time. So will 37-year-old Jordan Staal, who also won the title in 2009 with Pittsburgh. He planted himself in front of Hart and dared the Golden Knights to knock him out of the way. Staal scored in each of the first 5 cup final games, the first time that has happened. The Hurricanes got off to a fast start with a goal just 25 seconds into Game 1, only to lose 5-4 on a late goal from Tomas Hertl. And the Golden Knights were on the verge of taking complete control as minutes ticked down in Game 2 while holding a 2-0 lead and appearing as if they would take a 2-game advantage back home. Then, it all changed. Carolina showed a fight that not only brought the Hurricanes back into the series by rallying to win 4-3 in overtime on Seth Jarvis' one-timer, but would serve as their signature throughout the series. That was especially true the following game when the Golden Knights took a 4-0 lead into the third period and the Canes seemed to have no answers. Brind'Amour even appeared to wave the white flag by removing goalie Frederik Andersen and replacing him with Bussey. But the Hurricanes weren't simply trying to get to Game 4. They sent a message, going on a remarkable rally to force overtime. Though Carolina lost, it was inflection point, with Bussey backstopping a team that was only growing stronger. Carolina then went on to win the next 2 games and moved within a victory of the championship. The Hurricanes got it done against the Golden Knights team that was on a heater after John Tortorella replaced Bruce Cassidy with 8 games left in the regular season. Vegas then went from 3rd in the Pacific Division to 1st, knocked off Utah and Anaheim in 6 games apiece in the playoffs and shockingly swept President's Trophy-winning Colorado to win the West. Now, the Golden Knights have some notable questions to ask, including at the top of the list whether to make Tortorella a full-time coach. He didn't have any guarantees of coaching in Vegas beyond this season, but getting to the Cup final is a good argument to run it back. Golden Knights management will make the final call on that, and they don't always follow league norms.